everybody. We're going to get started in just a second. I wanted to put you on presentation mode before we got started. Just to mute some of the background noise that we're getting, remember star six to mute your lines. Even though we have it on conference, that's sometimes helpful because if we take it off conference, we can hear the background noise that is amplified. So welcome to today's call. I'm Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates, and welcome to the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle High Content Call. I'm excited that you're here today. Just as a reminder about some upcoming events, remember that we have the Entrepreneurial Edge 3-day intensive that's coming up March 18th, 19th, and 20th, 2010. So that's going to be an amazing event. You'll want to be there if you haven't. If you really want to get clients continuously, because we're going to really, really helping you to become very clear on your business model, how you market your business, your belief systems, everything, your hardwiring is just going to be very comprehensive. We've got some great speakers that are coming as well, and you definitely don't want to miss that out. Miss out on that. We also have, just as a reminder to put on your calendar, Tuesday, February 23rd, is our next Q&A call. So if you have any questions as you're working through all the information, in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, feel free to come on that call and submit your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com. And when you do that, put Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle question in the subject line so we know. Okay, we're going to get started, and today's topic is going to be on creating leverage for your business. And we're going to go through how to create leveraging your business, which is really important for anyone to be doing that, because sometimes a lot of solopreneurs only think about maybe one way of doing things, or they may not know about other ways to leverage their business. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. And I'm going to put you on hold for one quick second while I have some technology things I need to do, so hang on. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so we have today's topic on the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle call is about leveraging your business, and thanks for letting me do that. I almost forgot, on our upcoming calls, we have March 9th, you also want to be at the High Content Call. We have Priya Dornbos, who is an attorney that's going to talk about the FTC regs that are out, and on internet marketing. So you're going to get the scoop on that. And we also have permission-based marketing and internet guru Jane Birch from Marketing Monsoon coming in April 13th. So again, you want to mark your calendars for that. Most of the high-content entrepreneurial calls are at 4:30, unless otherwise noted. Okay, we have creating, leveraging your business. You know, there are a lot of ways to leverage your business. But first, it's important to know, the very first step is important to know who your preferred client is or your preferred client profile. And unfortunately, what happens is when people get into scarcity thinking and get into this, oh, I don't have enough clients, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, they try to cast a wide net. And when you cast a wide net, you're trying to be everything to everybody. But what happens is you end up being nothing to nobody. And that's not what leverage is all about. Leverage is all about understanding very clearly who your preferred client is and identifying those major strategic partners that can help you get to those individuals or get to that niche. It's about your referral sources that will help you get to that niche, that preferred client. But it's also about educating them. And it's important for you to educate people on who your exact client is. And if you're not clear on that, if you're not clear on exactly who your preferred client is, then your preferred client's not going to be clear, your referral partners are not going to be clear, and your strategic partners are not going to be clear. Okay, so, and again, when you're, depending on who your preferred target market is, who your preferred client or niche is, you can start developing those strategic partners that may not be your customers, but they know people who are in that specific target market. And it could be, you know, insurance agents. It could be bankers. Again, you want to be very open to those people that are also going to help you leverage your business. What we're going to talk about today are 10 things you should consider in leveraging your business. The first thing I want to talk about is MLMs, or multi-level marketing. Now, a lot of times people have belief systems about multi-level marketing systems, but they can provide a whole lot of leverage for you, especially if they are aligned with your business. And that's really what's key here, is if, even though you love a certain part of your business, you might be referring people, or you might have a question that comes up. And there might be an multi-level marketing company that has a solution to it. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're a person who has vitamins, and you're very much into the holistic business. And let's say you see somebody with bad acne. Now, there are a variety of multi-level marketing cosmetic companies out there. You know, Mary Kay, you've got Arbonne, you've got Rodan and Fields. I mean, there are a ton of them. Now, Arbonne indicates that, you know, they're all natural, so they have their own specific marketing that they do. But what if you could supplement and provide additional resources to people on other products that are in this multi-level marketing and making an income stream that way as well? Because it's really important for you to look at what is in the best interest of your customers or your clients and still be able to develop multiple income streams for yourself. And so, looking at multi-level marketing is really important. You want to look at their structure, you want to look at their payouts, you want to look at how they compensate you. That's absolutely a must, because one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to get into you don't want to have so much of your time devoted to an multi-level marketing system if it's not your primary goal. Because there's a lot of them that can supplement what you're doing today. One that's out there is prepaid legal. For those of you who are members, there's a link on the membership site to that. Why is that helpful? Well, because a lot of entrepreneurs need legal advice when they're getting started. They have a lot of questions, and it's a very affordable option for people. And so when you go into the membership site, you're going to see under links, you're going to see the network marketing prepaid legal. Now, network marketing or MLMs, some people use those interchangeably, but it can be very lucrative for you just for referring people, just for having, you know, a website or whatever that they have for you. Same with things like, you know, Mary Kay or things like that. So you really want to check them out and see which ones align with your particular business. The second way to leverage your business is to send people that you know a letter, an update on what you're doing. A lot of people don't get, you know, they're inundated with so much email, so much, you know, clutter that's coming at them in their emails, that it's more likely they're going to read a hard copy letter from you or a postcard from you Maybe it's in handwriting, but again, it gives them an update about what you're up to and asks them, hey, do you have any referrals? Can you think of anybody who might be able to utilize these services? And if they do, great. And sometimes it just takes a while. Also, what's helpful about that is people know what you're up to. You know, so when you do have any marketing that you're doing with upcoming programs, that you have that available. You have it out there. It's pre-planned. It's part of your system. It's part of your marketing. And you continuously keep them updated. And again, these are people that you know, your referral partners. It could be people that you're acquainted with, but they may not be on your e-newsletter. And so it's helpful to give them a quick note to let them know what you're up to. And another way to do that, too, is with send-out cards. Send-out cards is one of those ways that you could make some residual income through the network marketer. It's actually multi-level marketing. And you use send-out cards. It's a very inexpensive way to send out cards. It's cheaper than actually getting a card, putting a stamp on it. They send it for you. They address it, and you can even get it looking like your own handwriting. So send out cards is another option for you and a nice way to let people know what you're up to. The third way to leverage your business is through crosslinks. Now, crosslinks are really helpful, especially with people that are in your referral networks. And many companies or many entrepreneurs have like a resources page where they can put different links from people that they know. Even better is if your crosslinks also have an affiliate program attached to it. I was going to get to this later, but since I brought it up now, I want to make sure that I cover it. Affiliate programs are programs that provide some level of compensation or referral fee for someone who links through their links. So, for example, if somebody becomes an affiliate of mine, you become an affiliate, you put the link on your website. If somebody clicks on that and purchases a product, a service from me, I pay you a commission for that. And that's part of an affiliate link. Now, it's really easy to also systematize that. Now, your affiliate programs, you can determine how you want it. It could be a flat rate. It could be a percentage. There's a variety of ways to set up that affiliate program. You do want to make sure that you take into consideration your pricing levels when you do that, however. Why do you want to do that? Because you want to make sure that when you're setting up your affiliate program, you're also going to have marketing, advertisement expenses, the cost of the product, the packaging. You want to consider all of that when you're setting up your affiliate programs. You also want to make it enticing. You know, for your affiliates to want to promote, go through the effort of promoting your information on their website, whether it's just a simple link or maybe they send out emails on your behalf, you have to make sure that it's an enough of an incentive, it's lucrative enough, or they're going to do it. So that's really important to be able to set up your affiliate programs in a way that provides a nice incentive. Number five, so far we've got multi-level marketing or network marketing companies. Letting people that you know, it's nice leverage because notifying them of what you're doing and creating a relationship with them, because you never know where that leverage can happen, especially if they work in organizations that talk to or somehow meet or touch those people that are your preferred clients. Three, cross-links. Four, affiliate programs. Five, shopping carts. Now, how can shopping carts give you leverage in your business? Because when you create passive income, you've got to have a distribution channel to provide, to get the money in and provide the information back. Now, there's a lot of ebooks out there now that you can create very simply in a Word document and convert it to a PDF. You upload it to your shopping cart. You put a price on the shopping cart. That information goes on your website. People purchase it over and over. It becomes passive income for you, and you create it once, you put it out there, it sells over and over, and your shopping cart does the work for you. And this is a critical point because I think a lot of people don't look at how they need to systematize their business. Systematizing your business is a very critical point in leveraging your business. Because if you didn't really have that shopping cart, that automated shopping cart, then it's very difficult for you to get into the distribution. It's just not efficient. So if you really want to go big with your business, if you really want to take it to the next level, you absolutely, positively have to have a shopping cart. An automated shopping cart, it gives you leverage. You know, a lot of people play around with PayPal, and it's okay for beginners, but if you really want to take your business to a whole new level, you need an integrated shopping cart. Now again, we provided that link in the link section on the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle membership site, so you can get the link to Kickstart Cart, which is a branded version of one shopping cart, and there's several branded versions of one shopping cart that you can have. So again, it's really important for you to understand that a shopping cart alone can give you leverage. It's also integrated so that you can continuously connect with your people on your mailing list. So it has an opt-in feature. A lot of functionality in a shopping cart. As I mentioned, ebooks, and it can automatically, you know, you can set it up where it automatically sends the link to somebody so they can download their ebook, or an audio, which is another option. So there are a number of ways to leverage your business. And a shopping cart is one of those systems, one of those ways to systematize your business. Okay, so we've got multi-level marketing, people that you know, cross-links, shopping, affiliate programs, shopping carts. Now, what I want to talk about now is joint venture partners. What are they? Well, there's a lot of different joint venture programs. Now, if you're writing a book, you'll want to look at a joint venture type of campaign that comes out at the time you're launching your book. Now, the joint ventures are simply that there's something that you give in exchange for something in a joint venture program. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a monetary value. What I mean by that is there's a lot of people who are happy to do joint ventures for you and send out information on their e-list. In the case of a book campaign, in some cases you have joint venture partners. Those joint venture partners have agreed to email on a certain day a campaign letter on your behalf, letting people know if you purchase this book, your book, on such and such a day, you're going to get X amount of freebies. Now, those freebies are the people that are sending out the emails on your behalf, and you're giving them added advertisement for doing it. What's nice about that is people then feel like they're really getting a value. Could be ebooks, could be downloadable audios. There's a host of, it could be eDocs. There's a number of things people can give when you get into a joint venture. Now, there's sometimes with a book campaign, there's a lot of lead time that you really need to set that up, but there are companies that do that as well. Again, make sure you don't try to do everything yourself when you're looking at leveraging your business. Critically important for you to look at the resources that are available. Hasmark Services, for those of you who have a book campaign going on and you want to get into a joint venture partner, is one of those resources. HasmarkServices.com, H-A-S-M-A-R-K, .com, I believe it is. But they're one resource. But joint venture partners can be a win-win situation. It can also help you leverage your the list. So that's the email list. You can get into a joint venture with someone who has a larger list. You combine, you do maybe a joint. I did a joint venture partner with a coach out in California, and we co-wrote and we co-produced an audio series for women, how to live authentically, so we co-advertised it, we co-promoted it, and that's something that that we were doing, and that's again a joint venture partner, and it can help leverage your business. The other thing that can help leverage your business is something called permission-based marketing. Now, most of you who've heard me speak will always come back to this with permission-based marketing. What is that? It's more than just an opt-in. Now, a lot of people say, oh yeah, you know, permission-based it's an opt-in. Yeah, that's part of it. You do want people to opt in, but you want to give a lot of content and value to people without giving away the store, of course. But permission-based marketing is a form of pull marketing. Now, there's a lot of push marketing that's still going on. Advertisements. Push me, you know, buy my product, buy my product. Pull marketing is about bringing people in to your organization, to your business. And so permission-based marketing, when they're searching for you, they're going where? They're going to a search engine. And they're putting in their problem or issue into that search engine. Now, when there are a variety of things that come up in those searches, you want to make sure they find you. They can find you through what's called keyword phrases. You want to make sure you have the best combination of keyword phrases so that when they put that, you know, what they're looking for, they, you know, your name will come up. So, in permission-based marketing, once they find you, they'll click on your site. They see your page, what's sometimes called a squeeze page or sales page, and it tells all about you or your product, but remember, it's conversational in nature. It's like you're talking to a friend, and that's how you want your marketing to be. In exchange for something that you've created, whether it's an audio or a top 10 list or an ebook, in exchange for that, you want them to give you their email and phone number. Or it could be email and name, not their phone number, initially. Now, when they give you their name and their email address, what happens is they end up with, you know, with your content. And so it's kind of that first, that first line of relationship building. It's the first time that they've seen your information. They found you on the internet. They may not trust you yet. Okay? You haven't gotten to that trust level. So in permission-based marketing, you're really looking at relationships, trust, and choices. Number one, creating that relationship. It's creating that relationship because they're first introduced to you, you're giving them high content. The second piece is to develop trust. And that comes in consistency over time. This all leverages your business because you're reaching out to the people and it's an automated system. Okay, it's an automated system, and then they become part of your e-marketing routine and systems once they've opted into your permission-based marketing. So it gives you leverage in your business because you don't have to be there 100% of the time, and you've got prospects coming in through your permission-based marketing. Make sense? The next way to the eighth way to leverage your business is co-marketing. Co-marketing. What is that? Co-marketing is about two businesses maybe doing a workshop together, a teleseminar together, and then they co-market it. The idea for that is to really go big on, you know, on all the people that you know, inviting people, and again, you get leverage. You know, I say that too when authors are writing books. Well, if you're writing a book, it's really great to get other individuals to comment on your book, to give you recommendations, or maybe even write a chapter, or you interview them, because then they'll be interested in promoting your book afterwards. So that can provide, co-marketing can provide a lot of leverage. The next top 10 is social online networks. Now, a lot of new business owners will have a problem with social online networks initially, especially if they come from belief systems, old belief systems that probably have come from the industrial age mindset and belief systems about what social online networks are. But if used appropriately, social online networks can give huge leverage to your business. Huge levels of leverage in your business. Why? Because you expand exponentially when you're on the social online networks. You identify different groups. You can create your own group. You can create your own following. It's important, though, when you identify the social online networks, to also identify the networks that will be in alignment with your preferred client your preferred client profile. And again, this is the reason why you want to know exactly and precisely who your preferred client is. Why? So you know where to target them. You know, the fastest growing segment on Facebook was 55 to 65 year old women. So if that's your target market, you may want to go on Facebook. You know, you may not have to go on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and all of them to initially get started, but it's critically important to understand where your preferred clients are so that you can focus your efforts on those people, on that target market, giving your business more leverage. The other piece in leveraging your business is make sure above all that your online networks, that you have it systematized. Now there's many ways to systematize being on the social online networks. You could systematize it by identifying times during the day, during the week, that you're going to be on one or many of those social online networks. Now, there's also different tools that you can use. Ping, P-I-N-G dot F-M. ping.fm. Now, you can consolidate all of your social online networks and go into Ping and update the status. Now, that has its advantages and disadvantages. You don't want to go and do that for, you know, Facebook and if you're going to be responding on a frequent basis on Twitter, you don't want to go through Ping because it consolidates and it would update all of your social online networks. And what I mean by that is it matters on the frequency. Twitter is a little bit more frequent. You try to create conversations on Twitter. You wouldn't do that necessarily on Facebook or LinkedIn or Plaxo or any of the other ones. So critically important to understand social online networks and really how to leverage them in your business. So you really want to understand that social online network piece. And we have additional tools on the membership site for you to help understand that. Remember, you can also use the group discussion forum if you have any questions. Okay, the 10th one that I want to talk about right now is your business model. I think a lot of times, and I want to take some time here to talk about that business model, because I think this is a lot of times where business owners, solopreneurs, end up really not identifying very clearly what their business model is, and on their business model, the streams of income. Because when you do, when you identify what your business model is, you know, do you have products? Do you have services? If you have services, what are they? You know, are they consulting? Are they workshops? What does that business model look like? You know, there might be somebody who does workshops with entrepreneurs, but her real target market are the bigger businesses. But those entrepreneurs, those small businesses, do business with those bigger companies, and they refer her. She found leverage, but her business model has her working with small businesses, small business owners, and she also does speaking for bigger groups. Professional associations. Professional associations are part of her business model. She does speaking. Speaking is part of her business model, and she does speaking for the professional groups. So when you look at your business model, you also want to take a look at what kinds of services and products you're providing. And you want to provide in your business model different price points. They could be, you know, the low end could be a book, medium could be a membership site, to the high end, which could be a major workshop or working one-on-one with somebody or strategic sessions. But whenever you take a look at your business model, make sure that you have a range of how people can work with you and when they start working with you, because they may not start at the high end. In fact, most times they may not work at the high end. They may come in at the lower end through maybe, or the mid-size end, or, you know, they might buy your book first or buy your ebook first, or even free. You know, if you have some free stuff, they might come in free first, and then they'll buy your book. And then maybe they'll join your membership site if you have one. Or maybe they would attend a workshop if your workshops are the low end or medium end. And then maybe they'll schedule that $20,000 strategy session with you. And that would be more at the high end. So you really want to think about, when you look at your business model, you know, where is their leverage, and look at the different price points. Because if you only have one program or one package, you leave your clients or customers thinking, oh, yes, I want to work with you. And you only give them a yes or no and go option a yes or no and go option when you only have one option. And many consultants and coaches end up doing this. And that's why I want to point this out. You've really got to understand not only your business model and where is their leverage, but you've got to look at it in terms of different types of income streams too. Whether it's through products or services, but make sure there's a low, medium, and high end. Giving some flexibility and giving choices. I mentioned earlier about permission-based marketing. It's all about creating relationships, trust, which is over time, and choices. So you want to give choices. Relationships, trust over time, and choices. So just to recap, again, this is all about creating multiple income streams, creating leverage for your business. There's other leverage points too. A lot of internet marketing can provide some leverage. A lot of systematizing your business can provide leverage. Shifting your work and delegating provides leverage. But the ones that I covered today are, number one, multi-level marketing, which could bring in another income stream. It also has systems involved in it. People that you know, number two. And people you know. I mean, make a list of people you know. Number three, cross-links with other business owners. Number four, affiliate programs, which can be embedded into your shopping cart. Number five, shopping carts can provide leverage, can systematize your business as well. So number six, joint venture partners, where you venture, you have a joint venture with someone. They email maybe on your behalf or some other arrangement that you have. Seven, permission-based marketing. Eight, co-marketing, two businesses doing a workshop together. Nine, your social online networks and connect with people can provide a lot of leverage if you take a look at how to leverage those. And 10, your business model. Your business model alone can help you leverage your business. So those are the top 10, 10 things to leverage your business that we were going to talk today. If you have any questions about today's content, I want to make sure that you know, just for those of you who joined us later, that you can certainly submit those questions at info@accelerateassociates.com. It's E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, associates.com. And the next Q&A call for the Entrepreneurial Edge is at 4:30. So you want to make sure that you catch that. And our next high-content call is on March 9th. Again, just a reminder for those of you who just joined us, March 18th, 19th, and 20th is our flagship Entrepreneurial Edge 3-day intensive. You'll want to attend if you want to know how to consistently bring in prospects into your business. So we're going to go through step-by-step all the templates, all the, you know, systematizing and monetizing your business blueprint, and so you can get clear about who your preferred clients are and take your business to whole new levels. So as I mentioned earlier, we were going to have a little bit shorter content for today because we have had some other things that came up, so we needed to cut this a little bit short, but feel free to also sign up for the laser coaching that is next month. You can also sign up for that session by emailing info@accelerateassociates.com and just mentioning that you want to set up the session with me. So, again, if you have any questions about what we covered today, feel free to send us an email, and we will see you on the Q&A call, or hear you on the Q&A call on Tuesday, February 23rd at 4:30. And until next time, create a great day, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.